All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty fascinating. It's just like a surge in luxury real estate down in South Florida, specifically Palm Beach and all the little areas around there. And we've got some really cool insights from Pocket Listing Insights. They've been like really digging into what's causing this whole boom. You know, who are the big players involved? And what we really want to do today is like understand why South Florida, like why is it suddenly this like magnet for all these like super rich people? And what does that even mean for the rest of us? You know what I mean? What are the bigger implications here? And you're here listening because you want to get informed like quickly but thoroughly about these big trends, especially when it comes to real estate and how like wealth is moving around. So let's just get right to it. When we really kind of kicked off this whole like explosion in the Palm Beach market.
Well, it's really interesting to think about the COVID-19 pandemic. As this like major turning point. Initially, of course, there was a slowdown, like understandable given the, you know, global uncertainty and all. But then right after that, there was this like huge jump in demand, especially from, you know, wealthy buyers. They started looking for places that offered more space. And like really importantly, areas with better tax situations, you know, beyond just wanting more square footage. It seems like the whole pandemic thing really made people want stable, tangible assets, you know, like in safe havens. And Palm Beach has always had that reputation, you know, like established lower density living. So it really fit the bill for a lot of people.
Yeah. Tax friendly locations. That seems to be like a common theme. And we'll definitely like dig into that more. You mentioned wealthy buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, were there specific sectors or like types of people driving that initial surge?
Oh, absolutely. We saw like really strong interest from the financial sector in particular, investment bankers, like a lot of them, as well as, you know, other high net worth individuals. As remote work became more viable, like more widespread, the desire for both luxury and a certain level of like practicality, I guess, really converged in areas like Palm Beach. You know, and this influx of buyers with all this capital really drove the market upwards.
Yeah. And the data like really shows that, right? I've remember seeing some pretty crazy numbers on sales volume.
Oh, for sure. Like 2021 was a wild year for Palm Beach real estate. Total sales volume was over $5 billion, which is double the figure from 2020. And that included some really high profile sales, you know, like that $41.7 million sale of a lakeside estate. That one really turned heads, showed just how strong the high end market was at that time.
Wow. So like a massive acceleration. Has that intense activity like continued at the same pace?
So by the end of 2023, we did see things cool off a bit in terms of like the crazy rate of price increases. You know, that market frenzy calmed down some, but prices are still really high. And the main reason for that is just the limited number of properties available, especially for people who are like trying to get in now.
Right. So the pandemic was like a big catalyst.
Yeah.
But what's keeping this market so elevated? We've kind of touched on it, but let's dive into those Florida tax advantages.
Yeah. So looking at the bigger picture, Florida's tax policies are a huge driver of this wealth migration. No state income tax, no estate tax, no inheritance tax. That's a really big deal, especially for wealthy individuals and corporations. Thinking about relocating, it's a pretty compelling proposition when you're dealing with those sums of money.
Yeah. It's like a built-in financial benefit
to
moving there. Can we like get a sense of how big of an impact this has had?
Oh, the numbers are huge. During COVID, Florida gained over $75 billion in net income just from people moving their wealth there. That's a ton of capital flowing into the state. And it has a huge impact, not just on real estate, but on all sorts of industries.
$75 billion. That really puts things in perspective. Now, Palm Beach itself seems like it's become this like legendary haven for the super rich. You always hear that term, billionaire's beach.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description. Palm Beach has become this magnet for the ultra wealthy. Because of that exact combination we've been talking about, amazing luxury properties, tons of privacy, and those super favorable tax conditions, it's where the global elite is increasingly concentrating, you know.
So like, give us some examples. Who are these billionaire residents we keep talking about?
We're talking about people like Ken Griffin, who has a ton of property there already and is apparently planning a new estate that could be worth $1 billion. Then you've got Julia Koch, Thomas Peterhuffy, Stephen Schwartzman, just to name a few. Their combined net worth in 2024 was estimated to be almost $500 billion.
$500 billion.
To us.
In one little area. That's insane. And it's not just old money either, right? Okay. We've seen some newer, like high profile investments too.
Ooh, yeah, totally. People like Tom Ford, Larry Ellison. They've also been investing a lot in Palm Beach real estate lately, really cementing its reputation as the place to be. For the ultra wealthy, the demand got so crazy at one point that in March 2021, purchase contracts for single-family houses over $10 million, increased by 306% compared to the year before.
306%. That's a crazy amount of growth. And I'd imagine that some parts of Palm Beach are even more sought after, you know, commanding even higher prices, like South Ocean Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, you're spot on. South Ocean Boulevard is like the peak of exclusivity in Palm Beach. Properties there can easily go for tens of millions. Owning a home on that street, it's not just about the money. It's about prestige and status within that community.
So Palm Beach is like the established center of this boom, but it seems like the effects are spreading out to neighboring areas, like West Palm Beach. Seems to be going through a major transformation.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how West Palm Beach is evolving. There's a huge demand right now for what's called Class A office space. That basically means the best office buildings in terms of location, amenities, infrastructure, the kind that attracts top-tier tenants. And this demand is largely coming from tech and financial firms that are relocating there, often from those like traditional hubs.
So all these businesses moving in, that's got to be changing the landscape, right? More construction, higher rents.
Exactly. The Central Business District, the CBD of West Palm Beach. It's still smaller than like the major financial centers, but there's a ton of new development happening. And we're even seeing commercial rents hitting like triple digits per square foot in some of the prime spots, which is a big sign of the growing demand and value. Developers like Stephen Ross are playing a key role in this with big projects like One Flagler.
So who are some of these companies moving into these fancy new offices?
We're seeing companies like Viper Tech, Diameter Capital Partners, GTCR, signing leases. Mm-hmm. These are established players in finance and tech. And it really shows that West Palm Beach is becoming a serious business center.
Sounds like these aren't your typical boring office buildings either. I've heard about some pretty cool designs.
Yeah, the architecture of these new towers is often really unique. They're being designed by some big name architects. And they often have things like sky gardens, lots of glass to let in natural light, you know, all sorts of features to make them really appealing, and functional workspaces for these modern companies.
But it's not just offices, right? I remember reading about investments in other sectors too.
Yeah, you're right. West Palm Beach is also making big investments in things like healthcare. They're planning a new Cleveland Clinic Hospital. And in education, Vanderbilt University is going to have a graduate campus there focused on computing, engineering, tech stuff. These developments are meant to create a more well-rounded, resilient ecosystem to support the growing business community and attract talent, you know?
And what about the older parts of West Palm Beach? Like City Place, I think I saw that mentioned.
Yeah, City Place is a good example of urban revitalization done right. It used to be just a shopping area, but it's become this really dynamic, mixed-use community with retail, restaurants, entertainment, and housing. It really embodies that whole live work play concept that's so popular now.
So we're seeing a pattern here, like ultra luxury in Palm Beach, a booming business hub in West Palm Beach. And it looks like this wealth migration is also reaching places like Manalapan.
Oh, for sure. Manalapan is becoming another one of those super desirable exclusive enclaves. And Larry Ellison's investments there have really put it on the map. He bought the O Palm Beach Resort and Spa for $277 million, which shows he's serious about making it even more exclusive and luxurious.
And Ellison knows a thing or two about luxury room.
Oh, totally. He has that record-breaking $173 million estate somewhere else in Florida. And of course, he owns most of the island of Lanai in Hawaii, which he's been developing into a high-end destination, too. So his Manalapan investments fit right in with his pattern, you know? Finding and developing unique luxury spots.
Yeah, the plans for that resort sound pretty ambitious.
They are. Apparently, they're adding a Nobu pop-up restaurant, which is, like, super exclusive and trendy, and all sorts of other luxury upgrades. They clearly want to bring more high-end, buzzworthy experiences to Manalapan, you know, to attract those ultra wealthy people looking for a certain lifestyle.
And it's probably no coincidence that Manalapan is close to Mar-a-Lago, right? That seems to be a draw for some people.
Yeah, being near Mar-a-Lago, which is so associated with former President Trump, definitely adds to Manalapan's appeal for some, you know, those who like being close to political figures and influence. The mayor of Manalapan has even said publicly that he welcomes these investments. He sees them as a positive thing for the town's already strong and exclusive real estate market.
It's interesting how all these places, Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Manalapan, they're each attracting different segments of this wealth migration. You know, they're catering to different preferences. Now, let's look a little further south. What about Allison Island? I've heard that's becoming a hotspot too.
Yeah, Allison Island is definitely gaining traction, especially among ultra wealthy who maybe can't afford places like Indian Creek. It's like the new place to be for waterfront luxury and privacy.
And there have been some pretty big sales there lately, right?
Yeah, that recent sale of a mansion on Allison Island for $31.5 million really shows how popular it's becoming. Mm. This place is amazing. It's over 8,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms, a pool, an outdoor kitchen, a gym with a sauna and steam rooms, a private dock, a rooftop terrace with awesome views. It's like the definition of modern luxury.
Sounds pretty incredible. So what is it about Allison Island that's driving this interest?
Well, it's super exclusive. There are less than 50 homes on the whole island, and it's gated, so there's a lot of privacy. Plus, it's right on the water. And a lot of the houses have these really modern, architecturally interesting designs. It's a big draw for celebrities and business leaders. Indian Creek is still known as the billionaire enclave, but Allison Island offers a similar level of luxury with maybe more potential for investment growth. You know,
so it's like the next wave of ultra luxury in Miami. Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. How does all this activity in South Florida fit into global trends in luxury real estate?
So in 2024, the global luxury real estate market had a really big year. Sales of luxury homes, like the top tier in their markets, went up by 30% across 12 major cities.
30% globally. That's a huge jump. Where was all this growth happening?
Dubai was the biggest market for those super high-end deals, you know, the ones over $10 million. New York City also had a really strong year. Sales of homes over $10 million there went up by 50% in the last quarter of the year.
Wow. So what was driving this global boom? Was it similar to what's happening in South Florida?
Yeah, there were definitely some similarities. The stock market was doing well. Cryptocurrency was booming. And there was this general feeling of optimism about potential deregulation. All that led to more wealth and more people wanting to invest in tangible assets like luxury real estate.
And Florida, especially Palm Beach and Miami, were a big part of this global trend, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Palm Beach saw what some people called the Trump bump, basically more interest in investment after Trump's election. And Miami was being called the Wall Street of the South. It was attracting a lot of financial professionals and seeing a big increase in luxury home sales.
It's amazing how connected all this is, this movement of wealth. And the luxury real estate market, it's a global thing.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, there was one more Palm Beach sale that caught my eye, the sale of Rick Elias's mansion.
Yeah, that was a big one. $73 million, all cash, for Rick Elias's Palm Beach mansion. It was the second highest sale in Palm Beach that year, which shows just how strong the demand is for those premium properties.
So tell us about this mansion. $73 million must be pretty amazing.
It's a really impressive estate. French provincial style, almost 15,000 square feet, 8 bedrooms, beamed ceilings, stone floors, a big pool, beautifully landscaped grounds, and it's right on South Ocean Boulevard, you know, steps from the beach. That location definitely played a role in the high price.
And for those who don't know, who is Rick Elias?
He's the co-founder and CEO of Red Ventures. It's a huge digital media and marketing company. So this sale really shows how successful entrepreneurs and business leaders are increasingly choosing to invest in luxury properties in places like Palm Beach.
And in this case, the same person represented both the buyer and the seller, right?
Yeah, that's right. Jack Rooney from Douglas Elliman represented both sides. It's not that uncommon in these ultra luxury deals. It really speaks to the level of trust involved, you know?
So to sum it all up, we've seen this huge ongoing boom in South Florida's luxury real estate market, driven by several factors, the pandemic, Florida's tax policies, and this influx of billionaires and other wealthy individuals looking for both a great lifestyle and financial advantages.
Exactly. We've seen how places like Palm Beach have maintained their appeal as luxury havens, while West Palm Beach has become a major business hub. And then you have places like Manalapan and Allison Island emerging as these super desirable, exclusive enclaves for the ultra wealthy.
Yeah, this has been a really fascinating deep dive into the data and the forces shaping this market. So as we finish up, here's something to think about. Considering all these trends, this concentration of wealth in South Florida, what could the long-term impacts be for the whole community and the economy, not just the luxury real estate sector? What other factors could come into play that might change things, you know, sustain this boom or maybe disrupt it? It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. The trends we've talked about today, they raise some important questions about the future of South Florida. So we encourage you to keep learning about these dynamics and really think critically about what all this means in the bigger picture.